20th Century Indie Virals, UMG TikTok Workarounds, and We're Just Reporting the Facts. Welcome to the Unlimited Supply Podcast, your daily music business TLDR in your ear, powered by 50,000 hours in the trenches, and brought to you by Nodisk, helping music technology and finance companies navigate the music industry. It's Viral Wednesday, April 10th, 2024. I'm Lars Murray. So, what's contagious this week? On Billboard's TikTok Top 50, Alec Olson's Someday I'll Get It stays at number one for a second week in a row. But the big story is that a couple of 20th century indie songs cracked the chart this week. The top chart debut at number 14, riding the Blue Monday TikTok fight trend, one of the most musically satisfying viral TikTok trends in recent memory, is the song Blue Monday. The catch is that it's not the original New Order version, it's the cover by Above and Beyond, and a quick scan of TikTok shows multiple remixed and slowed versions of the original, mostly not credited to the Manchester legends. Blue Monday, the song, is from Universal Music Publishing, which is part of Universal Music Group, which has withdrawn its music from TikTok. But the master is on Warner UK, so at the same time, it's a textbook example of Universal Music Publishing's reach outside the Universal family. This doesn't explain how the Above and Beyond cover is still available on TikTok, though, which of course means there are some very gray areas here. I'll leave it to the artists to decide for themselves whether they're happy or sad. The bean counting is going to be really complex, but at the very least, a new generation is being exposed to a true classic at massive scale. The other 20th century classic on the TikTok 50 is a couple of orders of magnitude, or would that be new orders of magnitude, more obscure than Blue Monday, or at least it was. It's Pavement's 1999 B-side, Harness Your Hopes. To be honest, I don't think I've ever heard it before, and I've been listening to Pavement since 1992. It hit full contagion this week as the soundtrack to the Utah Boy Fit Check trend, in which kids try and mostly fail to do a 720-degree spin from a standing start. Pavement may have an advantage over New Order here in that there's not a ton of covers of the song in circulation. If you're looking for the obligatory interview of Pavement's Steve Malkmus asking him if he was shocked that such an obscurity went viral, you'll find it. Dated 2020, the first time Harness Your Hopes went viral. Who knew? Feel free to roll your eyes at me. I was a little distracted by that other viral phenomenon in 2020. Over at the Spotify Viral 50 charts, in the 5 weeks or so that we've been tracking the Spotify Viral 50, we haven't seen a week in which all of the top three and four of the five are new entries. Magnetic by K-pop rookies iLeet is at number one. It's also blasting up the Billboard Global charts, but oddly not the Billboard Viral chart. It's got a dance craze that features some complex hand jive, and damn if it's not catchy. At number two is Too Sweet by Hozier, literally driving TikTok creators to drink as they pour themselves a glass of brown to the tune of Hozier taking his whiskey neat. It's maybe the best whiskey song since Chris Stapleton's Tennessee Whiskey, or even George Thorogood's I Drink Alone. I Like the Way You Kiss Me by Artemis is number three. Artemis is from Cyprus. Cyprus may be geographically less than halfway between Manchester and Seoul, Korea, but musically, I Like the Way You Kiss splits New Order and iLeet right down the middle. Future, Metro Boomin and Kendrick Lamar debut at number five, and rounding out the new entries in the top 10 is, quite unsurprisingly, Bonnie Tyler's Total Eclipse of the Heart. I bet you're earwormed now, if you weren't already all day Monday. My Eclipse soundtrack of choice, The Dark Side of the Moon closers Brain Damage and Eclipse, did not chart, but I mentioned it because I'd rather have The Lunatic in my head than Bonnie Tyler. Getting back to that New Order situation, today there was a well-timed article in Billboard about the phenomenon of the UMG TikTok ban causing a rash of workarounds by both artists and TikTok creators. The workarounds include substitute tracks and remixes, and in fact, certain songwriters under the UMPG umbrella are slow-walking their credits on songs so they won't be held back from TikTok. Kristen Robinson has the receipts to prove it in Billboard. And over in the U.S. Senate, Mitch McConnell, the guy who brought you two impeachment acquittals and an overturn of Roe v. Wade, hey, I just report the facts here, identified TikTok as the greatest threat to national security. McConnell said yesterday, quote, America's greatest strategic rival is threatening our security right here on U.S. soil. Some would argue that blocking Supreme Court nominations and acquitting election deniers, again, just reporting facts, might constitute a greater security threat to the system than a content platform, but he does have a point about Chinese control of content algorithms in an election year. Apparently, Mitch is more concerned about this than potentially handing Biden a W. We live in strange times. Support for the Unlimited Supply podcast is provided by RoiFi. If you need an advance to take your career to the next level, RoiFi has the best rates in the industry, the fairest terms, and no hidden agendas. RoiFi is mission-driven to give artists the independence they need. See if you're eligible for an advance at RoiFi. That's R-O-Y-F-I.com. Our song of the day is that Artemas song, I Like the Way You Kiss Me. It's dancey and new wavy. If you want your song featured as the song of the day, email a link and why I should feature it to lars@nodisc.com. That's N-O-D-I-S-C. Drop us a rating and a review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts if you like what you hear, and tell a friend or three. Visit unlimitedsupplypod.com for links to tell us what you think about the show, to feed us info, to feed us lunch, to challenge us on our dubious assertions, and to tell us what we're missing out on. I'm Lars Murray, and remember, in this business, no conflict means no interest. Until tomorrow, thanks for listening.